when we started surveying medical students here at University of Melbourne in 2001, Lisa Rasmussen's published a really good monograph, and what they found, at that time there was 1 hour of Aboriginal health curriculum in the whole medical program across 6 years. So it told us that that 1 hour better be a really good lecture. But we asked medical students where they got their information about Aboriginal people before and after the lecture. And basically, they got it from the media. Because first-year medical students and first-year most students at university at that point and still today don't learn Aboriginal studies in K-12. So if we're not teaching basic Aboriginal studies in primary and high school, why are we surprised that first-year nursing, medicine, social work, teachers, lawyers know nothing about Aboriginal people? UWA did a particularly important piece of work where in first year they asked students in first, third and fifth year what they thought about Aboriginal health curriculum. The first year standard response, regardless of format, content, who taught it, the standard response was, why do we have to learn this? Paraphrasing a little bit. But the third year standard response was, oh, this stuff again, oh, kind of, okay. And by fifth year, when they got into clinical years, it was like, oh, thank God we learnt all of that. Now, that's not an uncommon experience for medical students in many different areas. They often have that reaction to public health in general, or anything that's not a cell, right, anything you can't cut up, or that there's not an easy formula for. But what was particular about this was, it's telling us about before you can actually get people to learn Aboriginal health, you actually have to get them to transformationally unlearn what they learnt that they didn't know they learned. So not teaching Aboriginal studies in K-12 means you're creating a vacuum. You're creating white noise, silence. And I use that term deliberately. It means that the media then fills the vacuum. So people are learning a whole lot of things about Aboriginal people without even knowing they're learning them, right? Which is usually the negative stuff. They all live in the bush, they're all alcoholic, they all live in humpies, you know, they're all abusing their kids, all Aboriginal men are violent, the list goes on. So why are we surprised that in first year university, students don't know anything about Aboriginal health? Why are we surprised about that? Why are we surprised that they have emotionally violent and hostile reactions to Aboriginal health curriculum? So before we can teach Aboriginal health well, you have to unlearn what you didn't know you learned. You have to unlearn your privilege. We have to unlearn whiteness.